JM and AM on a Monday morning. Today is Memorial Day in the state of Israel. Today is the day that we remember those who've given the ultimate sacrifice for the people, the land, the state of Israel, and for Jews around the world so that we could live in more peace, luxury, and serenity. It hasn't been all peace, luxury, and serenity over the last few months. You could ask those who are on college campuses about what it's like being a supporter of Israel in that environment these days. As we did see in at least one case, maybe more, there are students, Jews and Gentiles, who are responding to the protesters on campus in different ways, mostly with American flags and with demonstrations of support for Israel and the United States. And as somebody who could speak to us with some authority on this issue is Brendan Rosenblum, who is a junior at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. He is from Rockland County, New York. He is a Jewish student on the campus of UNC, and he is a member of the Alpha Epsilon Pi fraternity. And as you know, there have been some fraternities that have been cited, again, as I said, for taking a very different stand during the campus demonstrations than the anti-Semitic, anti-Israel stand that's been taken by so many of the protesters. Brendan Rosenblum, a pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
How is Jewish life in general on the UNC campus?
Jewish life is vibrant. It's amazing. I'm part of a Jewish fraternity, and it's been a staple of my experience at Chapel Hill, which is why when, you know, these protests happen and they question, you know, what it means to be a Jew and what it means to and what Israel means to being to my Jewish identity, it's tough because I love every other aspect of it, and being a Jew on Chapel Hill is supposed to be a vibrant experience, and these protests have taken away from that.
Were you surprised once the protests began on campuses like some of the Ivy League campuses, I don't know, UCLA and Berkeley and other places where you might expect it, was this a surprise for UNC, or they are no different than the majority, or than I should say the no different than the majority of the high-profile campuses in this country?
Yeah, I think it was a surprise. I think UNC is a place where we do have a lot of open dialogue. A lot of the protests haven't been as like magnificent as they were at other campuses. But this is a very hot topic issue, and a big component of that is a lot of people outside of the campus joined this protest, and they incited a lot of students, and it kind of became something that hasn't been as present on UNC's campus. It became something way more, and unfortunately, it led to what it led to on UNC's campus, and it was very unfortunate to see.
In general, we, because we're limited in our experience in certain parts of this country, we generally look at that area of the country where you are going to school, the UNC area, as pretty sympathetic to Israel, pretty respectful of other people, other religions. Am I wrong about that, or that's generally the feeling?
No, I think you're completely right. I think something that I've learned is, especially after the incident happened, is that we do have so much support in that area of the country. As soon as it happened, so many people reached out to me. I really have not had any negative things said to me. Everyone said thank you. Like, Jews, Gentiles, like, every single person appreciates what we did. And it just showed me that, you know, as loud as these people are, as loud as they fight, they are the minority. They aren't the majority, even though it might seem like that. People really do support Israel. They support the message we're trying to spread. And it's important that Jewish students and people that support Israel know that. Because sometimes you can feel really small, and you can feel that your message and what you believe in doesn't matter, but it really does, and a lot of people support that, and you're not alone.
So. Brendan Rosenblum is with us, junior at UNC. All right, so now let's get to, you know, one of the high-profile episodes. It was frustrating to watch all these campuses blowing up, and it seemed, again, the media has a certain representation, and as you said, you know, because the opposition is so loud, some of you think that they're the dominant force. So we see, you know, these campuses blow up, and it seems to us that it's very, very difficult for people to fight back. Yet, on your campus, you got national attention for doing just that. Explain what happened. What was the episode that occurred, and what was it that you and your colleagues did to react to it?
Of course. Well, it started out 4 or 5 days before when they started the encampment. And the encampment was very peaceful, but at the same time, it made a lot of Jewish students very uncomfortable. Not every Jewish student, but a lot of them, because it was so large, and made people feel that, you know, they couldn't speak up, they couldn't say anything about it. You know, there was chalk written all over that, you know, Zionists don't belong here, get off our quad. And then after they took down the encampment, there was a protest. And at that point, me and a couple other Jewish students said that was enough. We had just dealt with, you know, the encampment for 4 days, and we were like, we are going to speak up for what we believe in. And so we showed up with an Israeli flag and stood there while they did their protest. The protest then led to the center of the quad, where they took down the American flag and replaced it with the Palestinian flag, which was very, very tough to watch. We were at the South Building watching that happen. Lee Roberts, the chancellor, came out and put the American flag back up, in which he eventually left. And that's when everything kind of took place with the American flag, because the Palestinian protests wanted to take the American flag back down. And a lot of the Jewish students and the people that were there with us wasn't going to let that happen. And we stood there and kept the American flag up. And I stood there with the Israeli flag right next to them, because it was important to show everyone that, you know, Israel and America, that stands side by side in our beliefs. Both countries represent what we believe in. They represent the values we believe in. And they're both important to us. And we weren't going to let people that didn't agree with that, you know, disrespect that and disrespect that belief. So
it seemed, at least the way the media reported this episode, that you were joined by non-Jewish colleagues. Is that accurate, or was this just a group of Jews?
So that is accurate. There were a lot of non-Jews that were already supporting us with Israel, but I think when a lot of people saw that American flag come down, it became an issue, you know, of, you know, America versus Palestine rather than an Israel versus Palestine, in a lot of non-Jews' perspective, even though that was still a direct component of what the issue was pertaining to. So there were definitely non-Jews there, but the majority of us were Jewish people that were there to represent Israel and what we believe in. And again, like, America is a core component to our beliefs. And when that happened, we were going to stand by America and stand by Israel side by side simultaneously.
Brendan Rosenblum is with us. So is the semester over? Is the campus quiet now?
Yeah, the campus has definitely quieted down. You know, there are still protests every other day. I've left Chapel Hill, so I don't know exactly what's going on right now, but they definitely quieted down a little bit, and they aren't as loud. And I think a big thing for us is our support system as Jews. You know, Zalman and Yehudis Blooming that run Chabad there has been, you know, our support system, our foundation, and Hillel too, you know, with how he dealt with this, and they've been great advocates for us, and they have contributed to our strong beliefs as Jews and made us proud to be supporters of Israel and be Jewish on campus. So I just think it's important to mention that, and, you know, what Zalman and Yehudis have done for all of us.
Any idea what the Jewish population is on campus, about how many?
I don't know. I know for me it feels, you know, a lot bigger than others might feel, just because I've chosen to surround myself with a lot of Jewish friends and a lot of Jewish people, and that's why I'm so adamant about, you know, standing up for what we believe in as Jews and as Jewish students.
What do you think is going to happen at the beginning of next semester?
I'm not sure, but all I know is that, you know, if we're still dealing with this, that we're not going to be quiet, we're not going to lay down, and we're going to continue to represent what we believe in, and that's a strong state of Israel, and, you know, our Jewish identity isn't going to be silenced no matter what anyone says.
I'd love to use your experience to convince people that there is at least a kernel of this type of passion, the one that you're exhibiting, on all the campuses across the country. Just the media doesn't pay much attention to it, of course. Do you think we can confidently say that? Do you hear from other students on other campuses that there are still, thank God, plenty of people that would take the position that you and your colleagues did, even on campuses that are going through much more difficult types of episodes right now?
Yeah, I think you can definitely say that. I've had a lot of people reach out from other campuses thanking us for what we did. Again, I've chosen to surround myself with Jewish people and a Jewish life. And at Chapel Hill, that's a possible experience because there's a good amount of Jews and then Jewish life on campus, and it's accessible to all of us. But that's not necessarily the case at other campuses. So it's harder for people that don't have, you know, that foundation of a Jewish life to speak up because they don't have that support. And they might feel the way we feel, but they might not have the ability to do it. So I think it's important that everyone knows that it's there. Like, people care, people support Israel, people are proud to be Jewish. It's just much harder to do it when you don't have that support system, you know, underlying those beliefs.
Yeah, what saddens me is that population-wise, many more campuses than yours should have that type of support system. Unfortunately, because of the politics involved, it's not always the case. Sometimes members of our community, young members of our community, you know, we don't find them on your side of the issue. Let's put it that way. I'm trying to be as mild as possible here, but that's what's sad is that, you know, what you just described that's happening at UNC is probably being replicated or has the potential to be replicated in other parts of the country on other campuses. But unfortunately, they don't gravitate toward that Jewish support system that you've gravitated toward.
Yeah. It's unfortunate because I think even besides the Israel topic, it's important to have, you know, that Jewish connection. I for every Jewish person listening, they know what I'm talking about. Like, it doesn't even go towards Israel. It's just having that connection as a human being, as another human, Jewish human being. Like, that experience in this world is something that, you know, no one else can really experience. And it's important to have and important to connect.
Today is Israel Memorial Day. I actually brought you on because today, as opposed to another day, because I felt it was appropriate that as we commemorate those who are on the real front lines giving the ultimate sacrifice on this Israel Memorial Day on behalf of the people of Israel, the state of Israel, the land of Israel, and for Jews around the world to live with greater ease and comfort. I thought it's interesting to point out that even on this side of the world, even though it's obviously no comparison, nonetheless, there's a frontline battle being waged. And that people like yourself, young kids in the college campus, again, doing different activities and much safer activities, generally speaking, than what our brothers and sisters in the IDF are going through. But still, there's a battle being fought here. And it can be frightening. It can be frightening. I don't want to say that your lives are on the line, although, you know, one knows that could happen as well. But it's a frightening experience, not the easiest thing to do. And I would hope that people in the community and people outside of our community who are sympathetic to our side, so to speak, would voice in a much louder fashion their opposition to what's happening on these campuses and address the absurdity of the claims of the other side. And do you feel sometimes frightened by the whole thing? Is it tough to take the stand that you're taking?
You know, it is tough. It's not easy, especially when, you know, I have friends on the other side. I've had friends that were at the protests. But the truth is that, you know, it's easy to have your values in easy times, but your values become your values when you face adversity. And that's what shows you if they're really your values, if they're really strong, that you're willing to stand up and take a stand and in the face of adversity and believe what you believe in, even if it means sacrificing some other things and you know, your sanctity at Chapel Hill or wherever you may be around the world.
And not a criticism. I'm sure that the Chabad family that leads the campus, as you pointed out, nonetheless still encourages those Jewish students, even those that don't agree with you, to come and be part of the Jewish experience. Again, not a criticism, just a reality that we have a lot of diverse.
The Chabad is vibrant. You know, every time I'm at Zalman's house, he says, bring everyone, you know, welcome them into the Jewish life and show them what it means to be Jewish. And, you know, that's a great, you know, that's a great idea to have, you know, bring anyone, because being Jewish is something to be proud of and not something to hide, and show everyone what it means to be a proud Jew, what it means to sit here at Shabbat or wherever it be and connect with the Jewish community. And that's something so special to all of us. And we're not ashamed of that.
Yeah.
So they do a great job at promoting that, and I can't thank them enough for that.
Yeah, and you can't do anything but admire it, that's for sure. Where'd you go to high school? Public high school or private school?
I went to a public high school.
In the Rockland County area?
Yeah, Clarkstown South High School.
A lot of Jewish students there or not?
A good amount of Jewish students, yeah. I mean, that's kind of where the foundation of, you know, my strong Jewish identity came from.
Right.
New City Jewish Center was where I went to Hebrew school and kind of learned how to be a proud Jew. So.
Very cool. And North Carolina, because you had other choices, or you always wanted to be a Tar Heel or what?
I transferred there. I went to a smaller school in Pennsylvania called Swarthmore, and you know, I wanted a bigger environment with more people, more diversity, and that's exactly what I got.
We know Swarthmore. I think Yeshiva plays against them, if I'm not mistaken, occasionally in basketball, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I used to be on the baseball team there. So.
Look, what you and your colleagues did made, you know, got nationwide and really worldwide attention. So all I could say is kol hakavod. There are a lot of people out there who find it very difficult to stand up, especially in that type of situation on the campuses that are blowing up in front of us. And you guys went ahead and really and brought some common sense to the forefront with support for Israel and the United States being displayed proudly on your campus. Not an easy thing to do, but certainly something that we wanted to recognize you for. Brendan Rosenblum, I thank you, and stay safe, and best regards to all your friends down at UNC.
Thank you so much. We did what we did for all of you guys and Jews everywhere that feel they don't have a voice. So just, I hope everyone knows that they do and what they believe matters, and don't be afraid to take a stand. So thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate that. We felt that way. When we saw the story in the videos, we felt that way. We were getting frustrated that people were not responding, and the young people especially. So kol hakavod. Brendan Rosenblum, Jr. at UNC, member of the Alpha Epsilon Pi fraternity down there, Jewish student from Rockland County down in North Carolina, and he was one of those who got national and international attention for standing up to those who are demonstrating on the quote-unquote other side. More coming up. You're listening to a Yom HaZikaron special at JM in the AM.